fact, the gospel passage sounded just a little bit familiar. And if you happen to have been in church, let's say the last 3 weeks or so, well, you're right. We've heard some of this before, pretty recently. All these gospel readings kind of been pushing us towards this moment, towards Pentecost, which is today. This is kind of the end of the story. The story has been going on for months and months now. This is where it's all come to. When the disciples finally get it. It used to be, I heard this a lot when I was a child, that they called Pentecost sometimes the birthday of the church. Have you ever heard that? It's the moment when the disciples take up the work of Jesus and take it up for themselves. They're showing us who the Father is, what the Father is like, point of the disciples finally got, they saw this, they said, that's what it is. That's what it's about. And it's kind of paradoxical. I've been reading this book by Tom Still, a theologian. He says that faith has a paradox, which is that all the uncertainty, all of this inability to quite know God and what's going on with God, to overcome that, we need to take one step in the direction of God, where God has got a hand extended to us. We've got to go and reach for that hand. But once we do, then we can know. Then we can inspire. Then we can see. But we have to take that one step. That's what Pentecost is about, too. But where we take that one step, where the grace is given to us, and we accept it. Then we can know. Then we can go forward. We have what we need. That's the thing. Disciples were alone. Jesus left them. But he says to them, you're going to get everything you need. Don't be afraid. It'll be and the same is true of us. The question is, okay, we've heard all of this. Now, great. Jesus is being here. Now what? This place, too, I've got a question to ask. All saints here and now also have some great things to do. As of, yes, later this year, it's going to be 70 years since the church was founded. But I mean, more than that, this one piece of the church also takes part in that birthday. Also, I've been given everything we need. In the church, we've had our ups and downs. The church as a whole, throughout its history, has less than glorious moments. And this place has had its problems, its high moments, its low moments as well. Through all of that, there's been underneath the heartbeat of the Spirit, the moving through, the doing, the carrying on of God's work, which is there if we only stop to look for it and see it. We have what we need. We have what we have. We need to look forward. We talk a lot about the future of the church these days. We worry about people not going to church on Sundays anymore. We worry about the secularization of our society. We worry about all these things. We worry about this place, whether it's going to grow, whether we're going to have another people's future, and all that. But we have what we need already. See the face of God in the face of Jesus. Our future as a church is not dependent on a marketing strategy. It's not dependent on skin or the newest thing. The way to draw people in, to attach ourselves to the culture. You know what we are to do? See the face. To deepen our own spirituality. To become a place where people can encounter God. We start with ourselves. But as we do that, as we respond to that, the face, the words, the works, work their way through us, through our community, take that out and make it work. And it's all part of the same thing. It's all worth it. Because there's a hunger and a thirst in the world and in the human heart for God. Even though people that don't really know it, it's there. It's part of our nature to be drawn to what is eternal and to be drawn to what is deep and underlying everything that is. And there's no trick to it. full picture of this. But with the Spirit, we can know where to go from this moment to the next. I don't think that there was a big plan given to them to first go to Jerusalem and then go to Antioch and then go to Rome. Each one in this moment discerned where to go next. And with them, this way. Each one, filled with the Spirit, grew.